you hold in the Avchof and Ra'alef here. Let's go just with Tzon Rabbonin. Ha-Maktish Nikeva Le'olosai. If somebody is Maktish Nikeva for his Korban Eilo, so a Nikeva is not kosher for Eilo, or else Olepischai, that's not a thing, Korban Pesach is only from a Zohar also. So he was Maktish Nikeva for his Pesach. Or else Uliashoma, these are three Korbanos that have to be Dafka from a Zohar, he set aside a Nikeva, female, for the Korban. So Lachri that is still Oisei Tmura. Still, all these kabonis, face to these chal gdushes aguf on them. Because Allah is though, you can't bring it for a krova, so you have to wait till it becomes a balmum. But since it's chal gdushes aguf, they do make tamura. All three of these could make tamura. Rabbi Shimon Aymano, liyalose oise tamura. Only the first case. We amount for shenikeva for korban oilo, and then we said chal gdushes aguf, it can make tamura. But the piskul ashomai ain't oise tamura. When you set aside in the cave for Korban Pesach or for Korban Oshrim, then vice of Shimon Hold is not Chal Kedushas Aguf at all. It's only Kedushas Damim, and therefore it's it doesn't make Tumura. Well, that's what Mishnah says. The Mishnah also says, Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah that Timachesh Levimum. In the Mishnah, Reb Shimon says, if you manfresh in the cave for Korban Oshrim, Seyol does not Chal Kedushas Aguf at all. And therefore you could sell it the way it is right now, even without a mum. So it's only Chal Kedushas Damim, and he does not hold the Migu, that Migu is Chal Kedushas Damim, it should be Chal Kedushas Aguf. He does not from that Rabbi Shimon. So if according to Rabbi Shimon, it's only Kedushas Damim, therefore does not make Tmura. And he says, Shein L'chodov V'shoyse Tmura, you don't find anything that makes Tmura, Elo Horoya L'istoyiv. Rosh Hashim, Horoya L'istoyiv, only something that it was Chal Kedushas Aguf on it. And the din is now that even though you can't bring it for korban, you have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then you poyder it, and then you could sell it. So only something you have to be poyder, wait till it becomes a balmum. But here, since these two things are a nekeva for an oshrim or for a pesach of Shimon holds, you could sell it right away. It's not chal gdusha saguf. Therefore, there's no din tomorrow. Now, Moses Omer Rebbe says, "Ein ani roya dvar shor b'shimon pesach." I do not agree to Rabbi Shimon by the case we set aside a nekeva for Korban Pesach. Why? He holds there a tchalik duchas aguf on this nekeva. Why? Hoyu lo moisra pesach korban shlomim. Since the leftover of a Korban Pesach is brought for Korban Shlomim, so therefore right now we could see in this nekeva that it would have a kedusha shlomim on it. So therefore it has a kedusha aguf on it. So even though maybe still you can't bring it for shlomim with itself because it's like nitcha, it's like has the shame shlomim on it that it's enough to have a kedushas aguf that it could make tamura. This much he says. Rashi says hoyel. Rashi says hoyel v'shaychem shlomim v'pesach u'shlomim boi nedova v'yafagav. Rashi says the hachle korban akeva. This cannot be brought afilu for shlomim liachra pesach. They mean like we said before. Nishtar lachra pesach is tiroim. But akoponim, since it's a shame shlomim on it, it has a kedushas aguf and therefore it would make tamura. Therefore, Rabbi argues in Rabbi Shimon again to imafresh nekeva for Korban Pesach. Shemar says still, Vilema, why didn't Rabbi like to say, Vilema, Eina ni roya dvor shom Shimon biyoshim? So why didn't Rabbi also argue on Rabbi Shimon again to the parsha when you set aside the nekeva for Korban Oshim? And say like this, Hoyelo moiser Oshim korav oila. Loch of an oila, let's say you set aside one oila, and it got lost, and you brought another one, and you mafresh that one, so now this one, the locher is, it's yiro, you have to let it pasture until it becomes a bamum, and you sell it, and with the money, bring a korban oila. So since the mois of leftover of an oshrim is brought for an oila, and we had before, once it's nitik l'reya, once you give it over to the shepherd, if you shecht itself for korban oila, it's good. So an oshrim also could turn out to be an oila. And if so, and an oila, is shaykh an oila sa'if, which is chal even on an inkeva. So Rabbi should have said, even by an oshrim also, it does make tamura. When you set aside in the keva for an oshrim, it should also have its shame kedushas aguf, because it has shaykhs to an oila. And an oila is shaykh on the keva by oifis. So verse like this, Rabbi takas sovlo karabonin. Rabbi yells at the rabbonin sheet that says, no, the armor, they say, moisras the nidvas tziberazli. They hold that the money, when you sell the korban oshrim, and the money you have to bring from the dova, they hold it's not a korban yochid, but it's a korban tzibur, goes a nitzvah tzibur asli, and therefore v'yein tamura b'tzibur. Therefore, since it ends up to be a korban tzibur, and on its tzibur there's no din tamura. So therefore, negeya tilchas tamura, this nekeva never has shaykhus to a korban, never has shaykhus to a kedushas aguf. So therefore now, when you first set aside this nekeva for an oshram, it's not chalak duchas aguf to say you can make tamura. Yeah. So Mursa is like this. Kesakot ayat, the Gemara thought that hayna time with Rabbi Shimon. Now what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? Kavi mafresh nekeva le'olosai. How come Rabbi Shimon holds that when you mafresh nekeva for an oila, that it doesn't make tamura? Mishamachu yoyset tamura. Why? So he can shame oila olay gabi oila saif. Because the korban oil is better, even though you're mafresh in the keva, and then the keva can't be for korban oil, but I call upon it by birds, you could have in the keva for an oil. So since there is this shame oil on in the keva, therefore also this in the keva is chalik duchas aguf, and therefore it makes tamura. That's the most havamina. That's the pshat in Rabbi Shimon. So it was elu meyata, that's really the pshat. If so, what's going to be the koyin godol shifresh poro leporoi? Let's say Kohen Gadol set aside a poro in the keva. This para that he's supposed to bring on Yom Kippur, le poroi, and this poro is supposed to be a zocher, not on the keva. So he set aside on the keva for it. So why don't they say tiktish, still a shivichalik dusha on it, that the chvesh you can make tamura from it? Why? So ika poro chatis, because there is a poro that could be a korban chatis, a poro aduma. A poro aduma is a poro in the keva, and it's called a poro aduma is called a chatis. So that's the swearing of Shimon, then here also should be Chal Kedusha on this Paro. So more answers, no. I tell you, Kotche Betek Abayisu, a Paro Aduma only has a Kedusha's Betek Abayis, because you don't really shecht it in the Mizbeach. You don't make a Zerikas Adam on the Mizbeach. So it doesn't have a Shem Kedusha's Aguf on it. And therefore the Klal is, Kotche Betek Abayis, Lo Yavdi Tumura, does not make Tumura. Therefore for the Parash of Tumura, we never find that a Nekeva could be a Chatas. And there's another kasha. Still, that's the svara of Rabbi Shimon. Then, what's going to be the case? Yochid shifresh so yilisi rosoi. When a yochid is supposed to do the cheta, say the avoid the zara, he has to bring his soyer lechatosai. So the din is he's supposed to bring a siro, he has to bring in a keva. Let's say the yochid set aside a zocher. He set aside a soyer lisi rosoi. So, of course, it's not chal kedush at all. It's not fit for his korban. So the question is, why not? Tiktish, it should be chal kedush on it. You know why? And at least I should be able to make tamura. Do ikas soya nosi? Because there is a korban yochid of a nosi, like when the melech did the chet, he has to bring a zocher. So there is a korban zocher to be brought for a chatis. So now when you bring a zocher for your siro, why is nechal kedusha on the according to Rebbe? And Mashpah the Gemara knows it's not chal. Or else in Narmah the opposite way. What's going to be nosi shifresh siro li siroi? A nosi the melech, when he does the chet avoid the zora, he's supposed to bring a siroi, a zocher. Let's say he sets aside in the keva for zocher. Locher is tigdush. It should also be chal kedusha on it. Why? To a yochid mafresh, it should be chal kedusha. So Gemara answers, in those shifres, siro le siro should be chal. To a yochid mafresh siro. Because by yochid he brings in the keva. So since it's shayach in the keva or a yochid for korban chatis, so even though you do it the wrong way, it should be chalak dusha saguf on it, at least, that it can make tamura. Samaritan says, no, I'll tell you, hani trei gufaninu. There are two different people here. One's a nosi and one's a regular Yisrael. A regular Yisrael can never bring a zocher. And a nosi can never bring an akeva. So you can't say one else for the other. Each person never has the other one. Yeah. So a yochid has to bring an akeva. He can never bring a zocher. And a nosi always has to bring a zocher, not an akeva, so you don't have it too. For the Gemara, another kasha. What's going to be though? Chotu achloi nismanu. Let's say the person who Yisrael did a chet before he became the nosi. So when he did the chet, he's like a regular yochid. Then the locher is he's supposed to bring a sira and a keva. And now he became a nosi. If so, kimafrit soyel isirosai. He is supposed to go both the time he did the chet. When he did the chet, he was a regular Jew. So he's supposed to bring a sira and a keva. Let's say Yoni set aside as a yochid. So in this case, Tikdash should be Kaddish. You know why? Because this person right now is a Nasi. And therefore, the Ilu Chotash, if he would have done a Chet right now, Bari Suyi Sayru, he is in the Pasha to bring a Sayer. So right now, this person has Shaykhus to a Zohar. So why do we say, if he set aside the Zohar for his Sira, that he was supposed to bring because he was a regular Yisrael when he did a Chet, it's not Chad Kedusha, why not? So Gemara says, yes, Lamaisa Oloi Chotah. And therefore, lo yichai b'soyer. Right now that he's a nosi, he didn't do a chet yet. Since he did not do a chet, he's not chayim to bring a soyer, a zocher. So his chiyuv for the korban is that he did a chet when he was a regular Yisrael, So you have to look at that. The chet of a regular Yisrael, you have to bring a seiro, a nikeva, and there's no regular Yisrael that brings a zocher. So therefore, since you set aside a zocher, therefore it's nachal kedusha. For the Gemara Hochi, if so, Hochinami, Holav Oyle Soif Kamaisi, that when a person sets aside a nikeva for his korban erlo, Lamaisi is not bringing birds, right now he's bringing behemoths. So why don't I say, look at what he's bringing? To bring a behemoth, there's no nikeva to be a korban erlo. So why do I say, since there's an oil asoif, it's chal kedushas aguf on this nekeva? Why? Look at the behemoth itself, he's not bringing an oif right now. So Mar says, no, that Rabbi Shimon sovlok Rabbi Loza ben Azaya. Rabbi Shimon holds like Loza ben Azaya like this, he can't, it's not, not like this. Harei elai oila, somebody says tam, he has the chiv to bring a korban oila upon himself. So yovi keves, Allah chuiz, if a person says tam, he wants to bring an oila, and the stam means a behemoth. And you're only yotzi and net if you bring a keves, not if you bring a bird. Reb Loza ben Azaya imeno, oi Torah ben Ayon, you can bring either one you want. Lav dafka stam oila has to be a behemoth, could even be a knife also. So it gets according to Reb Loza ben Azaya, stam oila is included in oifus also. Therefore the pshat is, when you're mafrish, this nekeva liya losoi, you didn't say clearly what type of an oila you want to bring. So it could be really, maybe you meant to bring like an oifus also included. So therefore, since by the parashah of an oila, there is a bird that could become a person in the keva, so the keva has shaykhah to kedushas oila. And therefore, since stam oila even applies to birds, and birds even on the keva, therefore, for somehow, there is a kedushas aguf chal upon this nekeva, the keva you set aside for your oila, and that's what here in Shimon holds, it makes tamura. Now, Gemara says, Tanan Hosek, not another Gemara like this. Another Gemara later, it says, what's going to be hamakdish nechosov? Let's say a person's makdish all his property. Stam everything I own makdish. V'ol yuben behemo ruil gabi mizbech. He had behemoths that were tamimim kosher behemoths that's fit for regular carbon. So lachor is zocher and he had both zocher and the kavis. So Rav Lezer Raimer zocherim yimachul lesorcha yerlis on the kavis yimachul lesorch stam. Lezer holds that since he's makdish the whole thing together, he does not mean to make a kedushas aguf. He only means the whole thing to be kedushas damim. He plans to skip it over to Hegdish, a Kedushas Damim. Therefore, it's only Chal Damim on these on the Zorch and the Kever also, and therefore you have to sell it, and with the money you bring a carbon. Sell it, Zorch Yilis, and the Kever is Yimachal Zorchish Damim. Udumeyim Yiplu im Shanachos in the Bedek Abayis. And the Damim you use with the rest of the money you're giving over to the Bedek Abayis. Because he holds you only mean to give for the Bedek Abayis, that's all. Like Rashi says, Kesavar Ablezer, Stam Hegdish is the Bedek Abayis. Even the Behem also you mean to give for the Bedek Abayis. Therefore, the money has to end up with the Bedek Abayis. But since there's a Chorim, on the Kavis, they could be for carbon, you have to sell them for a carbon, but the money goes to the Bedek Abayis. Yebishu Aymano, Zechorim Atzmo Mikru Buoilis. He yells no, that the Maestri, even though you said Stan Hegdish, but you meant to say what's fit for the Mizbeach, you mean to be Makdish for the Mizbeach. Therefore, the Zocha, that could be a carbon oil, which is completely burnt, that's completely Lashem, so in the Zocha becomes a carbon oil. On the Kavis, though, is Yimachul Tzorcha Shtomim, you have to sell them, and they should be sold for Shtomim, but with the money, the Yavudu Dimeyam Oilus. Then you can't stand bring them for Shtomim, because the Shtomim is not called Kulul Hashem. Some of it you have enough from it. And since you are Makdish in the Yod, you meant to be Makdish the whole thing to Hashem. So therefore you have to like sell it, and with the money bring a Korban Oilu, that's Kulul Hashem. Just since you meant to be Makdish to Behemoth itself, we like to see that the Behemoth should go for Shtomim. That's the eighth of the behemoth was in a keva, so it itself can't be an oila, so you have to bring it for shlomim, but sell it for shlomim, and with the money you bring an oila. But v'shar nechos and the rest of his property is yiplu, it should be sold to Bedek Abayis. Now, oh male Reb Chiya Barab al Reb Yechanon, so he has to cash like this. So that's the machlekes nachum Reb Lezer, yeah, and Reb Yeshua. So like this. So Omale Rabbi Chiya Barab al Rabbi Yechanon, the Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Omen he holds. Sechor Matzvam Yikrivu Oilois, on the Kevois, Abruot for Shlomim. So the question is, Heichi Mikarvan Shlomim, how could you bring the Nekeva, sell it, to be brought for Shlomim? The Chor behold, like Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, when you are Makdish, according to Rabbi Yeshua, saying, when you are Makdish, it's Tam, you mean to be Makdish, Kedusha Saguf. So you meant to be Makdish to this Nekeva, for an oila. So if you're telling me now when you makdish an ekeva for an oila, it has a kedushas aguf, but there is an oila on it, even though it's not fit to be brought, but it gets a kedushas laguf of an oiler one. That's why to make tamura. So how could you sell it now to be brought for shlomim? Once it had a kedushas laguf of an oiler on it, it can't be a shlomim anymore. Seichim mekarvin shlomim hamikoyach kedusha dechuyu kasin. It had already kedushas oiler on it, and that kedusha was not fit to be brought for carbon, so it can never be brought for carbon anymore. So what the kashan Reb Shimon like? Lishnachrin, another pshat is like this. Another loshin. Oh, Malay Reb Chiya Barab Reb Yechanon. Midikom Reb Shusin Shimcha Reb Shua says. Sechor Matzvam Yikrevu Oilois. Lemay Mo the Kedusha Saguf Akteshinu. You meant to be Maktesh Kedusha Saguf. Yochi is so Nekevos. There's Nekevros. You meant to be Maktesh Kedusha Saguf. So, Luchur, it should be Chal Kedusha Oiler on the Nekevah. If so, Amay Yimoch with Sor Hashlam. How can you sell it for Sor Hashlamim? Lukura din should have been boyuria. Should have been that since it has a kedushas oiler on it and it can't be bought for noila because it's in the keva, so you should have to wait till it becomes a balmum and then sell it. Omalei says it back like this. Omalei, Yavishua savul akrab shimin. Yavishua tackles akrab shimin. The yom is like this. That komidi dloy chazle legufei le nachle kedushas aguf. No, that this oiler he does not akrab lezer before. That since this nekeva is not fit. Since this mekeva is not fit for korban oila, so therefore has no kedusha at all. Something that's not fit for akrovi yod is not chal kedusha zaguf at all. This nun would learn like this. We have a shimna. Rav Shimon says in our mishnah where yamafrish a mekeva liyosham. So since mekeva cannot be bought for korban oshem, Rav Shimon says in our mishnah timachish lebemum. You have right to sell it even without a mum. Why? Because it's not chal kedusha zaguf on it. You see, clearly, Reb Shimon knows the svara, and that's strong Reb Shimon also. That if you mark this something that's not fit for a krova, it's not chal any kedusha at all. So, kivon lechaz in the kevul yoshem lenachta lekedusha zaguf. So, therefore, that's the svara Reb Shimon here also. Even though you mark this just in kevul oila, but since it's not fit to be brought for krova oila, therefore it's not chal kedusha at all. So, Mer says no. Aim of the young Reb Shimon, when Reb Shimon said the svara can be in the kevul yoshem. Only when you're mafresh in the cave for korban oshem, and the other svar is the lek is shame oshem alimai. There's no way that a korban oshem could be brought for teres in the cave. So therefore, since it's not chal at all, it's mamish like domin. Avo gabin the cave liyilo. When you set aside your nikeva for korban oila, we always say in the svara the ikas shame oil alimai. There is a tzat that said on the mother is chal shame oila because we find by birds a korban oila by nikeva. If so, maybe Afilu Rav Shimon Moida, even Rav Shimon would agree that if you mafresh in a cave for korban oila, it's like a chalik which is a goof on the oila. And if so, then with Shrehia, Hagdasir Yeshua holds like that, so how could you sell this cave now for Shlomim? It has a duchess oila on it, can be bought for Shlomim. Yet another question is, Hashemin Lel Mashim, we hear clearly Rav Shimon holds that Lealosa Yosef Tamura, that if you set aside in the cave for korban oila, he holds that it doesn't make tumura. So you see clearly, it is chalak duchas aguf on the yoyla. So how could you say Rabbi Shua holds like that, like Rabbi Shimon? So more so than Echlami. Omale Rabbi Shua says like this. Omale, he answered back that Rabbi Shua sobalok yidach. Tana alivad Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shua holds not like that, but the other Tana learns from Rabbi Shimon. The Tana learned like this, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda oimer, Rishum Rabbi Shimon, that this other Tana, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, says over the name of Rabbi Shimon that after Yalos Seinos a Tamura, no, even when you marfish in a cave for a korban oila, lemaisa, since in the cave is not fit to be brought to be makriv, you can't bring in a cave for a korban, since it can't be brought for korban, senechanami, Allah is, it's not chalak dushas aguf at all, and therefore does not make Tamura. So Rabbi Shimon holds like that. Therefore Rabbi Shimon holds that when you marfish this in a cave, lemaisa, right now it's not chalak dushas oila on it, because it's not fit to be brought for Noila. So therefore the din is sell it and for Shlomim, and then the money you get for that you bring Korban Noila. So the Shlomim of Shimon Taka does not hold like our Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yeshua does not hold like Rabbi Shimon. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Tmuras Oshom? Let's say you have a Korban Oshom and you made a Tmura. When the Tmura was a Zachar in a cave, it doesn't make enough Kamina. But that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that by an osham, that it has to be tiro, it can't be brought for carbon. Whatever by a chat, this is lamisa, by an osham, you have to let it pasture until it becomes a balmum and sell it. So that's one of the halachas of a tamura, osham. Then vlad tamura. Let's say the tamura was in a cave and it gave birth. The same thing. that the vlad cannot be brought for korbin, but it's yiro. Wait till it comes about mum and sell it. Vlad, atzor kolon. Now how far down it goes will be the same halacha. Is yiro actually stove? You have to sell them with the money give it to the nedavos. It says v'yimachru and sell it when it comes about mum. V'yipul double the nedava. You give the money for the nedava. We'll soon see what the nedava means. But it's a korban tzibur or korban yochid. They give the money for the nedavos. The shofar of the nedavos. We have Lezer Leimer Yemaisu. That's Rabbi Lezer Sheet that holds. No, he holds an ostrom is just like a chattis. Just like by a chattis, these are the five halachas. It's Misa, a tumur, or a vlad. So he holds ostrom also is Yemaisu. You have to let it die. For Rabbi Lezer Leimer, no. Yovi B'dome Oilis. That the same halacha like Tanakamu, just the money does not go to Nidvas Tziva, we'll soon see, but you can bring a carbon oil from it directly. With the money, you bring a carbon oil. What's going to be ostrom Shemesu Bolov? The korban oshem that the owner died, or else for shechipru bolov. Let's say they lost the first one, they brought a second one, then they found the first one. So again, by chatis it's lemisazla. Here also it's yiror achistava. Wait till it pastures in the fields, there comes a bamum, and then yimarch v'sel v'yikol dam of the dava. Reb Lezer again yimaisu. No, it's the same look like a chatis. Reb Lezer, I'm yopi v'demei oil. We'll soon see a korban yochid. For the more of Aloy, Afna Dova, Smishnias Kashim, the Gemara is Mishkash, Aloy, Afna Dova, Oila, he. He is so Ma Ben Divra Rabbi Eliezer, the Divra Chomim. The Tanakam also says with the money, give her from the Dova, and he says, bring her from Oila, it's the same thing. Elo, Bezman, Shibo, Oila, means to say, Rabbi Lezold, it's a Korban Yochid. You bring it for your own oil if you want. And therefore the din is the owner is Soymech Oleh, he makes a smicha, puts his hands over it. Or maybe Nisachim, he has to bring the Nisachim for it, the Yain and the Mincha. For Nisker Mishlo, he has to pay for the Nisachim. And the Mahoye Koin, let's say he was a Koin that's bringing it. Avodos of Yerushalay, he has a right to walk into the base of Midrash and bring it whenever he wants, and the skin goes to himself. Even though it's not his Mishmer, that's the law. A Koin can bring his own carbon whenever he wants. But it was a man, she nedava, according to the Tanakama, that this money you have to bring gift to the nedava means it's a korban tzibur, it means. If so, then, a korban tzibur, there's no din smicha. You don't have to put your hands over it, there's no bailim. You don't have to bring the sachim for it. But in this kia mishot tzibur, rather, the tzibur has to pay for it. And after a piece of crane, even though the crane is bringing it, giving the nedava right now, but still, since it's called the korban tzibur, Avodos of Yorim Mishol Anshe Mishmer, that the Kohanim in that Mishmer, they have the right to bring it, and they keep the skin, not this private carpet, Kohen. That's enough community in the Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer. The din is that these five halachas by Noshim is, you let it pasture till it becomes a bamum and sell it. The Shalos, what do you do with the money? Tanakam says you bring a carpet tzibur from it, on the dover, look for the tzibur, and the Eliezer knows, it's the dover, your private dover. Now the Gemara says the Sricha. We need the two machlokes in the Mishnah, whether it's a Tumuras Oshrim and a Vlad, or whether it's Mesa, Bailo, and a Scharf or Bailo. You need both machlokes in Sricha. The Oshrim in an Oshrim, Pura just said the case of an Oshrim, Rashi says the second case is of Shekipru Baleho, where the owner had his kapot already. Maybe Behokom Rabbeleza says, Yemoisu. Why? Mishum de Goza, Liacha Kapor, Otlafne Kapor. It makes it clear that the Yacha Kapor, if you're going to tell me that you could use the first one for an oila, people think even before you shechted the second one, you could also change around and use the first one for an adova, and that's not true. Before you shechted the second one, they're both an oshem. So therefore, it's exer with the kalacha, maybe says Misa. Ava gabi tumuras oshem. When you make the tumura of a carbon oshem, or else the vlad tumuras that gives birth, maybe Rav Lezer would agree, it's not la misa's law. But they would also agree that Lachar is just Yiroach Yistoivu. So if we need the Machlekes in both cases, to say no, we have less old, it's a real din, that Oshim has the same Lachar like a Chatis, that's Lemis Ozlo. Now the Yashim, and that's what we just heard over there, but all Kamri, but of the other Rabbanim say, that it's not Lemis Ozlo. Because there they hold, that there's no Xeris, and therefore it's only Yiro. Avagabi Yashim, by Nishapu Baleho, or Mesa Bailo, maybe the Rabbanon would agree that it should be Gzeirah Dikalocha while we should let it die. Yisricha told no, the Rabbanon don't hold for that Gzeirah, and therefore in both cases you just let it pasture until it becomes a Bamum, then you can sell it. Omer Rab Nachman Omer Rab Avavua Machloikis Diacha Kapara. He says the Machloikis in the Mishnah is only after they brought the second Korban. In other words, you had an Oshem and you lost it, and then you set aside a second one and brought it. you brought the second one, and now you find the first one. That's the machlokes, what to do with the first one. You let it die, or do you sell it? But before you brought the second one, is different. Everybody agrees. Who asks my yakrev oshim? Everybody agrees that itself could be brought for korban oshim. That's what he wants to taina. Everybody agrees it could be brought for oshim. Omar Rav, Rav says back, no. I'll tell you, shtei tshuvas bedover. There's two shells on this. Shtei tshuvas bedover. Chod, the one is the einodem mischape bedover abov yavera. Lamaise, if it's a tamura, so how could you say you could have your kapora with the tamura? What do you tell me? It's only machlekes if you brought the first korban oshim. But if you didn't bring it yet, then you could even use the tamura, or you could use the vlad. The vlad of the tamura, the court means. I mean, the tamura here is in the kaver, that can't be brought. But you mean the vlad of the tamura could be brought for your korban oshim. The question, how could that be? The vlad of the tamura can be avera. So how could you use an avera for your kapora? For yoid, Hotoni Rabbi Chanina, the Siri brought a proof to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Yomri holds Vlad Rishon Korov. Only the first Vlad is Korov. That's like the Tumur itself, maybe. But Vlad Sheni ain't a Korov. See, the Vlad of the Tumur is called the Vlad Sheni. For sure it's not brought for Korban. So how could you say here now that this Vlad is brought for Korban? So much changes around in the Chanami. El Rad, Yitna, if you learn, this is what you should learn. Rav Rav Nachman, Rav Rav Ravua. Machloikis is Kaidim Kaporo. The Machloikis is only Kaidim before you brought the Korban Oshim. Avol Yachad Kapor, once you brought the Korban Oshim, who adds me Korav Oilo. And everybody agrees it could be brought for Korban Oilo. When do we say it's Yiro? That's only before you brought the Korban Oshim. But once you bring the Korban Oshim, then the Vlad is brought for Oilo. It's not brought for an Oshim, but it's brought for Oilo. So Moses says, no, V'atoni Rebbe Chanina, Lissu Rebbe Shur Ben Levi, to say what? That the Vlad Sheni is never Korav. So how could you tell me now that the Vlad Sheni, this Vlad, is Korav for Noila? Kasha, Nechlem, that's not a Kasha. Before it's Mashma, that every Vlad Sheni is not Korav for Korban. And then you're telling me now, the Tumur is considered, Rashi says, like the Vlad Rishon, and the Vlad of the Tumur is the Vlad Sheni. So how could you say it's Korav, it's a little of a Kasha? Maybe you could answer, it's not really called Vlad, but it's more of a Kasha. Boy Mine Rabbi Avin Bachim Mirav Avin Barkana. What's going to be Hifrish Nekebel Yoshim? Somebody sets aside in a Nekebel for an Oshim. So again, it's not Chal the Kedusha, limit the Mishnah. So Beno Mao Shiyakub Loy, let's say it gives birth now. Can that then be brought for Kerm Noyla or not? So we're going to say, bring a proof from Rabbi Yosef Mechanina. The Yom, he said like this, Moedi Rabbi Leza, that he says Moed, everybody agrees, yeah. One second, all right. Yeah. So what's the Gemara say here? That Tish, Moed Reb Lezer, yes, Gemara Tish Shalei, Moed Reb Yosef Echnina, the Yomar, Moed Reb Lezer, that what? So Rashi says, the Yom Eliel, that he said, that Moed Reb Lezer, the Shamini Menei, the time with Reb Lezer, got be Vlad, Mafresh Nekev L'Erlo. There we hear, what's the reason why he says, we are Mafresh Nekev for an Erlo, why is the Vlad, Korah for Korbim? Only because on the mother was called the Shem Oila. Here you mafresh nekeva for an Oshem. There's no Shem nekeva altogether for an Oshem. So Vada the Vlad should not be Korv. So what's Yisharel? So Gemara says, Le Shmirle, did not hear me, did not hold like that. So my what's the locha? Again, we are mafresh nekeva li Oshem, and then it gives birth. Could the Zohar be brought for an Oila or not? Omlai, he said back, yes, but not Korav Oila. The Vlad could be brought for Korav Oila. So was, hi, my, why? Ad kama Korav Oila, until Nerav Oila only said, Elamafra to Kabel Oila. If you set aside on the Kabel for Korav Oila, Yiki Shem Oila Limoi, Akob Bonam Tchal, Shem Oila on the mother, like we said, because it's fit for, by Oifois, you have it. Ava Gabi Oshom, the Lek Yishem Oila Limoi, if you're Mafra in the Kabel for an Oshom, there's no way it should have a Shem Oila on it, there's no way it has a Shem Kedusha on it. There's no nekeva for korban oshim, so filu Rabbi Lezer Maida, then when it gives birth to a vlad, avadi not korban for korban. So what you trying to say here that when this nekeva that you set aside for oshim gives birth and brought for noila, why? Melech said back, yes, my reasoning is like this: that time with Rabbi Lezer, the reason why Rabbi Lezer says that the vlad of a nekeva's oila is korban oila is the reason is not because it was chal l'shem oila the mother, but rather he learned from Rabbi Lezer is. Lav mishum the shame oila limoy, not because there was a shame oila on the mother, al the oila soif, El rather mishum the chazir lakrova, the svar is anything that's born and fit to be kor for korbin. It has kedushas aguf again, like mid the nacht kedushas damim is kedusha nacht kedushas aguf, and therefore behind nam here also chazir lakrova. When your mafresh is nekeva for an oshem, even though the mother is not fit to be brought, but now that it gives birth to a zochor, it's fit to be brought for noilo. So nechnami, this vlad is brought for noilo. That's the way he yells. Eisvay the kashrin, this is na mishnah vladon uvlad vladon asayv koloilam yavi b'dimei moilo. When you have this tumuras oshem and it gives birth, no matter how many children down the line, you have to sell them all with the money, bring a korban oilo. So diik is b'dimei mid with its money, yes. But Atzman loy, but not they themselves you can't bring. The question is, why not? L'chura, if it gives birth to one zocher, that zocher should be fit for korban oilos. Why can't you bring the zocher for korban oilo? So when it says, zocher, we're talking about over here, we're going to yold the nekeva, where the tumura gave birth to nekeva. The more still is the question, though, b'yatzayif oilom loyolot chazocher, but it says the kaitim gave birth to 1,000 generations. So all the generations down that never gave birth once to a zocher, how could that be? Some lay said back to Mama Gears Fish Mashin the Shnu Dhika. But Bavloi, like in Bavil, we give hard dochic answers. And when the Geshem says they get like the Makkah, they put a pill into Ayo Pilo, Bekufi the Makkah, try and put an elephant through the needle hole. I mean to say true, it's a hard answer. But Kagoin, Shayold in a cave, if that's over the Nechlami. The Mishnah is talking about a case, that's the case. Kagoin, Shayold in a cave, if that's over the Nechlami. Who would have been given birth to a zocher could have been brought for korban. The case of the mishnah is, but they're all nekevis. But in the chalam, your zocher would have been brought. All right, we'll stop here.